Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back in on a Reaction Monday. Our guy Byron is in the fold today. His T-Mill is out. Clint Sterner's in the building as well as myself. Remember, coming up, we are off a little early, 5 o'clock, the Coach's Show with D'Amico Ryans. He will be coming up after us. Yeah, Mark Vandermeer, John Harrison Company will have the Coach's Show every single Monday, 5 o'clock. He will jump on, so you make sure you listen for that as we continue rolling. Remember, he spoke earlier today on In the Loop. And he is, if you missed that, you might want to check out the podcast page. He spoke about a game after being able to kind of check out a little film, watch a little bit a day after. And good conversation there with the media. By the way, also, call in right now. We're here from the people, 713-572-4610 on the premise of, do you give the Texans a pass in this game because they were down C.J. Stroud and Titus Howard? I see some people rolling in with their thoughts. Yes, I give them a pass. I live in the Denver area, and I'm a huge Texans fan. We appreciate you listening, Big Dog. C.J. was driving the ball. Mills wasn't. Some other people with their thoughts with if they would give him a pass or not. Some people said, hell no, I don't give him a pass. They've been terrible all season. We're just not good. Your thoughts, Clint, before we go to the people. Would you at all give them a pass being down without two of their most important players?
No, I would have liked to have seen how the game unfolded if they would have had C.J. Stroud, period. But I don't give them a pass. I mean, you're one play away from this game swinging big time. And I would say with Davis Mills, the go route down the sideline of Nico Collins turned into a field goal, I believe. The I don't know what you call it, the out route that he threw to Xavier Hutchinson, you know, got him into field goal range and turned into a field goal. So not that they were long drives, but he did make a few plays to get points on the board, which in a game like this, after getting no reps all week with a rookie play caller, the kind of deal – like it's interesting to expect much more from Davis Mills. Now, did he miss a couple throws? Absolutely. He missed a big one that's on everybody's mind to Christian Kirk, and that's obviously a problem. But look, we've seen this team more times than not not be able to score points when they get in the red zone. Touchdowns, they get in the red zone. They scored 4 touchdowns all year long when they've played teams. I think it's in their losses, actually. They scored 4 touchdowns. Will Anderson has one of them, and one of them was a Nick Chubb that Tampa Bay let him score. So it's not like against really good teams, C.J. Stroud's been lighting it up with this crew. I mean, it's same song, same dance, different quarterback. So, I don't give him a pass. No, I don't look at this game, you know, and go, boy, this would have been a total different outcome if C.J. doesn't get hurt. I think they let one get away with whoever's in there. One play, and you got a chance to win this game. They weren't able to make it.
Yeah, they were leading the whole way until Denver walked them down. And they were playing terrible until Denver walked them down and finally got in. All right, let's hear from the people. Tony, let's go with you first. Tony, do you give them a pass in this game against one of the best teams in the AFC, down their quarterback and their best offensive lineman? You give them a pass, Tony?
I definitely give them a pass. I think that they play well, and I think that once you get your starting quarterback knocked out, which that was an incorrect call. By the way, I disagree with both of you guys. I'm a ref, so I have that advantage. Well, an official, should I say. And that was a bad call because of the fact that it wasn't as egregious as Trevor, but it falls within the parameter of hitting a defenseless player that's on the ground.
Well, he's a runner. He's a runner, Tony. He's not defenseless. He's a runner.
No, he's on the ground. It doesn't even matter if it's a running back or not. His running back's on the ground, and you hit him while he's on the ground. That is a penalty. They called two penalties before that. I mean, after that you saw. One to the back of the kickoff return. You see they threw the flag on that. And they threw it for Nico Collins, too, one time when they hit him. So that was a bad call, a bad officiating as far as that's concerned, to pick that flag up. That's one thing you have to have is substantial evidence to pick up a flag. That's just my belief, but, hey, I appreciate you guys. I like the show, and I'm enjoying listening to you.
All right, appreciate the call, Tony. No, the running part makes a difference. Now, the slide, if you want to say he was in his slide and you felt like they said he slid late, but he's a runner. He's past the line of scrimmage. He is running the football, and that changes the aspect. He's not defenseless when he turned into a running back. When he runs past the line of scrimmage, it is not defenseless anymore. He becomes a runner. And if you want to say he was in his slide, like Clint was saying, yeah, I'm surprised they picked it up. But when they broke it down and said he is starting his slide and he came and started his attempt to tackle him before he started his slide is what they explained. It's a different thing.
Yeah, look, I mean, they just got to decide how, in a league where they typically err on the side of protecting quarterbacks, this is one where, look, I agree, Tony, by the way. I mean, I thought I would have been A-okay if they would have thrown the flag. Obviously, I would have. I'm a Texans fan. I would have been really
good. I was surprised they picked it up.
Just the football fan in me, I thought that was a flag 10 out of 10 times. I thought it was, okay, now is it defenseless? Is it head-to-head? Is it shoulder-to-head? Is it one of those where you're going to kick him out of the ball game, or is this just a roughing penalty? And so I don't know. Maybe you can't, as a ref, I don't know if they can discern between the two. It's either all or none. I don't know how that goes, but I agree with you that the result of the play was a guy that was going into a slide, giving himself up, and he was hit. I agree with that part of it. Now we can debate whether it was a late slide, whether he saw him, all those kind of things. But at the end of the day, it was I thought the flag would stand. I thought the flag would stand, and after I watched the replay, I thought the kid would stay in the game and continue to play because it wasn't head to head, it wasn't elbow to head, it wasn't forcible contact to the head or neck area.
All right, Eddie, let you jump in here. Eddie, do you give the Texans a pass in this game because they were down CJ and their best offensive lineman?
No, I don't. And when you say the Texans, the person I don't give a pass to specifically is Nick. And right now,
which
the pass
Nick?
Is taken away from Nick Caserio.
Okay.
And the person I don't give a pass to also are Cal and Hannah. And here's why. 5 years ago, Deshaun and David Mulligetta put their heads together, and they realized that organization cannot put talent on the field for him to be successful, so they moved on. What happens when CJ and David Mulligetta put their heads together and realize this organization can't put the talent around CJ for him to be successful, but not even successful? Now it's for his health. Nick has been here for 5 years. 5 years. And this is the offensive line he's put together. And it can't protect CJ. When did David and CJ get together and say, you know what, it's time to move on? And I know Nick tried, but you know what? The unemployment office is full of people who tried and couldn't make it happen. Going into this season, the Bears and the Texans both had two young stud quarterbacks. And the marching orders for their GMs were to get people around them to protect them. The Bears went out and shopped at Saks Fifth Avenue when it came to free agency. They got some high-priced talent on the offensive line. Nick Caserio and the Texans, they shopped at Dollar Tree. And that's why the Bears are 5-3 and the Texans are 3-5. So
no, I appreciate your call, Eddie. And listen, you're speaking to words that we talked about. We had conversations about all throughout. Listen, I believe that the organization really, really loves Nick Caserio. And I believe the organization, and I'm talking about decision makers like Cal and Hannah and D'Amico, I think they're very fond of Nick Caserio. And I think Nick has done some great things. We were talking about in the press box yesterday. I think Nico Collins might be his best draft pick. Nick has done some good things. But the thing that potentially is going to get him in the most trouble is how he has handled the offensive line and the decisions he's made from help since before D'Amico was here. And it became a big problem where this team wants to be, and you hear it from the head coach, wants to be. Now, he's involved in this too, right? And now, here lately, he is – I believe he was – heavily involved in the selection of this new offensive line, but you got your head coach up here talking about we want to be physical and we want to be able to get a yard and we're going to play it. I wake up thinking physicality, and you put this group together. I think ultimately that is going to be the biggest problem that Nick Caserio faces after this year ends. If this continues to go, hell, I don't even think if it continues. We clearly see that it is still an issue and a problem. And a part of this offense's downfall. And that is something that's going
to
be
hard. Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hard for him to have to
walk. Look, the truth of the matter is the noise is going to be really loud around Nick Caserio because you failed the kid on three different fronts. While he had a rookie contract and you had money to play with, you didn't protect him with an offensive line, you didn't protect him with an offensive play caller, and you didn't protect him with weapons around him. Now, you did one of those things every now and then, right? I mean, Bobby Sloak was a good offensive coordinator until you thought he wasn't, and you fired his ass. You know, the receiving core that you put around him last year was like just overkill almost with Steph Diggs and Tank Dell and everybody. But the inability to get it together, keep it together, let a group, play caller, quarterback, supporting cast, O-line, let those that nucleus kind of grow, it was a turnstile for 3 years. At one or more of those layers, whether it's supporting cast, offensive line, play caller, it was a turnstile for multiple of those categories. And the result is CJ Stroud's in, you know, is regressing. He's backsliding.
Yep. All right. Our guy Southside Al, your thoughts as we jump into this. Do you give him a pass with losing CJ and Titus Howard in that game yesterday?
Say, Ron, I'm so glad you opened these lines up. I'm finna cook their ass. This is the thing. This is the thing. C.J. Stroud got hurt. You know that's my guy. That's my quarterback. It didn't matter because we got to go back to game before. Here's the deal. Anybody been watching the Texans since they came into Texas when the orders left? We've been going through the same thing over and over again, Ron. People talking about get another running back or give Woody Marks the ball. I don't give a you know what who the running back is unless it's Barry Sanders. They don't make them no more. Wrong. The deal is, D'Amico Ryan doesn't have a clue with offensive coaching or head coaching because last year, the year before that, we talked about him in the game manager. He had a chance in that game in the fourth quarter. They went down an incomplete pass. Guess what happened after that? They got a delay in game. Clock run out. He don't have a clue how to run an offense NFL. Put his ass over there on the defensive side. Let him be a DC. He'll be good. He don't have a clue. I don't care who you put back there. The people is not getting it. I'm going to hang up and listen. Run. You don't have a line. These guys, I'm going to tell you what Michael Strahan said when they was inside the one. Michael Strahan said on the TV, Strahan said, that's just kind of weak. These guys are not even trying to push. They getting dogged, man. They don't have no impose your man willpower over the next man. And when you ain't got that as a collective garment, you're going to fall, Ron. And I ain't up and listen, man.
I appreciate the call, Southside Al. Listen, Al, I disagree with my – they were trying. Ariante Ursary, Ed Ingram, and Jake Andrews, damn sure. I watched him. They was trying. They just don't have it, right? Like you said it earlier, they're just not good enough right now. They're that group is not good enough to just do that to teams that are good defensive lines, let alone the best defensive front seven potentially in the league with the Broncos. Like they could try, Dave Andrews and Ed Ingram and Lakin Thompson could try all day long. They're not moving Zach Allen. They weren't. Right? And I think to your point that you've been making, well, then what can you do? What else can you do? Because if your thought process is, all right, 7-5, 60, 69, let's go. Drive them off the ball. It's not happening. It hadn't happened. So I don't think it's not that they ain't tried. They don't have it.
Yeah, they don't. I mean, it's fairly simple, boys. You don't. I said this in the post game last night. If these guys are delusional at NRG, you don't have the offensive line to move people. You don't have the explosive weapons to just line up stagnant and run routes. You don't have those guys. You don't have the stable of running backs to justify running back by committee, whether it's four guys getting run week one or it's three guys getting run week eight. You don't have those people.
Yeah, Joe Mixon's not walking through that door.
You don't. It's like defensively, if they were out there playing a bunch of man defense and didn't have man corners. And they're just getting torched,
yeah.
Right? It's like you don't have those. I know that's what you want to do, and I know that maybe you feel like you can, and you're just going to give everybody a shot. But at some point, you got to realize you don't have the dudes to do it. That's the deal. Shape it any way you want to shape it. Blame it on the O-line. Blame it on whoever you want to blame it on. You don't have the dudes to line up and tell everybody we finna run right at you. Stop us.
Get us. We're doing it. All right, Matt, I'll let you close this out. Do you give them a pass in this game yesterday because they were down CJ and Titus Howard?
Well, first off, I appreciate you guys doing this open line thing. I think if you do it maybe at least once a day for a few minutes, it might liven up the show a little bit. So just a suggestion.
Damn, Matt, you don't like the damn show? The show ain't live enough for you, Matt?
Well, that's what I'm telling you. I think we've got some energy here when you bring callers on. You guys even get energetic about it. No, it's a good show, guys, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, go ahead.
What what I want to say, the way I would like to frame it, I do believe they win the game if CJ stays in the game. They were moving the ball. In fact, there was somewhat of a revelation last week that I thought, okay, we now have the scheme going the way it should be going. CJ bought into it, doing what he calls a, you know, death by a thousand cuts. That looked to me like we were starting it again this game. I assume it would have continued. Fine, you get into that spot they were in on the goal line. Fake a dive, throw it out to the flat on the first down. You know, get creative. And they already showed they could be creative in some of the prior games where they're running, you know, some misdirection on the goal line. So it's within the scheme for whatever reason, and you guys may be onto it. D'Amico might have overrid the play calling in that moment. He shouldn't do that. He should see that they've already executed some of this stuff on the goal line in the past and let it go. So the one thing I want to point out on this hit, it to me was a cheap shot from this guy. He clearly saw him going into a slide because he lowered his body to go hit him as he's sliding. So the notion that this guy, you know, was just making a football play, this slide rule, in fact, needs to even be cleared up. They need to simply say, if you're going into a slide, you can't hit the player going to the ground, period. I don't care if you've already loaded up to go hit him, figure out a way to dive over him. So that needs to be the rule. Because this kid, by the way, he came at him from, like you pointed out, almost from behind. He wasn't going to stop his forward progress. He almost had no impact on stopping CJ from continuing to run. So, in fact, he even did a spin-a-rooney on his helmet. That's how crazy this guy's, you know, cheap shot, in my opinion, was. Clear the rule up so that everybody is clear, even receivers taking a slide. If you go into a slide, you do not hit the player going down because it isn't just the head to the helmet or the shot to the helmet. You can see the physics of this is simple. A guy's going to the ground and you go then impact him to go harder to the ground. This concussion scenario, we've seen it play out all the time.
All right, Matt, I got to get out of here. I appreciate your call. Matt, call back again, Matt. I like you. That was good. I disagree with you. I don't think it was a cheap shot at all. I've seen cheap shots. I don't think that was a cheap shot. I think what you were saying, he went down as soon as he started to slide. I disagree with the cheap shot, but I think you – I love the spirit of your call. I wouldn't mind going back and forth with you. I don't know if we're going to do it every day. I don't know if we're going to do it every day, but we're good on every Monday, damn it, right here at 3 o'clock. All right, coming up, I said this earlier, I want to get your thoughts on what Davis Mills did yesterday, because we may have to see Davis Mills moving forward if CJ isn't able to get cleared. But I want to see your thoughts, because we'll hear more about it after you watch the tape tonight, but I want to get your thoughts just initially of what Davis Mills did. We'll do that next.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.